Well, family, welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown. This is Marcella Shepard, the bass man, holding it down solo this week. Kyle LaRue will be back with us next week. Now, we're up to the number five spot, where we find New York City native and trumpeter Len Roundtree. Now, for him, music has been serious business since high school. In fact, Len was recruited into one of the top music programs at Florida A&M University and is an alumnus of the world-renowned FAMU Marching 100 Band. Now, he's developed a soulful, urban approach to jazz that's been on display to the world since his release of his debut recording back in 2004. Now, returning after about a two-year stretch, Roundtree presents his latest release, his fifth outing for the Trippin' and Rhythm label. Now, Len is keeping it soulful with collaborative help from some of the top producers in the game today, including Dana Davis, Michael Browning, my man Chris Big Dog Davis, and Greg Manning. Yeah, call this the next step in his progression, growth, and development as an artist and as a communicator. Here is Len Roundtree, a.k.a. the Soul Trumpeter, with his latest release, The Message. It debuts in the number five spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. that head nod factor is present, and I am loving it. Lynn Roundtree, The Message, his latest for Trippin' and Rhythm, making its debut, a huge one in the number 5 spot this week, here on The Countdown. Well, I tell you, it's only been 3 years since the all-female ensemble placed their flag in the sand of the jazz landscape, letting the world know that they are a force to be reckoned with. The group Artemis, led by music director and pianist Renee Rosnes, with trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, bassist Noriko Ueda, and drummer Allison Miller, they're back now with a couple of new members, this time around joined by newcomers saxophonist Nicole Glover and Alexis Tarantino, who also plays flute on the album. And let me tell you, these women are swinging. Allison Miller says, quote, "The new album is an authentic representation of the collective and the individual, and our growth as a band is clear from the downbeat. There's a trust that has become more solidified since our first recording, and the chemistry is palpable," end quote. They're currently on a world tour right now, in the UK this month before heading to New York City in September. Here they are with the playlist of 8 songs on Blue Note Records. It is Artemis in Real Time, moving up to take the number 4 spot this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. fresh, straight-ahead sound they are, and group as well. They have been out for a couple of months now. This one came out in May. It is called In Real Time on Blue Note Records, the all-female ensemble known as Artemis, moving up two notches to take the number four spot this week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, let me tell you, you got to check out our podcast and let others know as well that they can listen to us pretty much anywhere they listen to streaming content, all right? From Google Play Music to iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and more. And you can also stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, our final debut this week comes from pianist, keyboardist, and composer Brian Simpson, who is back with a new project that makes its way into the top 10 this week. Now, I know a lot of y'all are familiar with Brian out there and his story. He migrated from the Midwest to L.A. after graduating college, where he was soon playing alongside the likes of Gerald Albright and Norman Brown, and eventually went on a world tour with Janet Jackson. But it was a call that he got from George Duke in 1990 that led to a decade of touring and production work with the late music legend. Working with George opened the door to so many other opportunities for Brian, including his work with James Ingram, Anita Baker, Dave Koz, and the late Waymon Tisdale, to name a few. Well, we catch up with Brian on this, his 11th album overall and his 8th release for Shaniki Records. On it, we get a fusion of influences from jazz to R&B, funk, blues, and soul, and a healthy dose of optimism as well. The album, as described by Brian himself, comes together in an effort to, quote, create a sonic message of love that can hopefully touch the soul, end quote. 10 tracks in all here. The latest of Brian Simpson, it's called Soul Connection, on Shaniki Records, debuting in the number 3 spot this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
If there is one thing we need connected for sure throughout the world, yes, it is our soul, soul connection. The latest of keyboardist Brian Simpson, it's on Shaniki Records, making its debut at number 3 this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, we're moving right ahead, family, getting closer to the top, and coming in at number 2 this week is an artist who has 10 Billboard number 1 hits under his belt. Talking about guitarist and producer Adam Hawley. Now, Adam is still pushing strong on the charts, but this is his third release now. It's titled Rising Up. And we've been talking about this album for well over a year now. So I also wanted to highlight this brother's other passion as a music educator. Hawley got his Doctorate of Musical Arts from the University of Southern California that he earned while touring with the Manhattan Transfer. Isn't that crazy? But between gigs and recording, he teaches today at the Musicians Institute, Saddleback College, and even Chaffey College. Still more singles to come out of this project for sure. Here is Adam Hawley with Rising Up as it holds steady in the number 2 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
loving it, man. Quite the producer he is, Adam Hawley on guitar there. Rising up, his latest, it is on his own label, MBF Entertainment, holding steady at number two this week here on our survey. Well, family, we have now made it to the top. Who's there? Well, he's still holding on to that spot. A living, breathing, vibrant jazz 2023 National Endowment of the Arts jazz master, composer and drummer Lewis Hayes. It's always cool when fans and critics alike get to respond in kind to an amazing work of audio art. Now, on his latest effort for the Savant label, Mr. Hayes leads a band with whom he's built some true chemistry and camaraderie with. He's been playing with some of these cats for decades now, and that sort of telepathy and instinct is there for each member of the band. Now, Mr. Hayes is joined by Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Steve Nelson on the vibes, David Hazeltine on piano, and Desron Douglas on bass. Maxine Gordon, the widow of tenor legend Dexter Gordon, served as producer for this project. Here is NEA jazz master and drummer Lewis Hayes with his latest for Savant entitled Exactly Right, holding steady in the number one position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you.
right.
Top shelf from beginning to end. Yeah, you can put a stamp on that there. Lewis Hayes, yeah, he's in the pocket. Yes, sir, exactly right. His latest for Savant Records, holding steady for the fourth week straight in the number one position this week. Here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, we have got through them, man. A lot of new music this week, and that is going to wrap it up for the Cool Jazz Countdown. A reminder for you that we are wherever you enjoy podcasts. iHeartRadio, Player FM, Google Play Music, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Be sure to stay connected with us via social media throughout the week. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Cool Jazz Countdown. The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. On behalf of Kyle LaRue, my name is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man. We thank you for your ears, and we encourage you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all of its colors is alive and kicking. Y'all be good now. We'll see you next time right here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.